I know the teaching was a little longer than usual. And I don't want those of you who are tired to fall asleep under the preaching. And so I will try to keep it a little bit shorter than normal. So pay attention. I want to direct you to this word in Matthew 28. Verse 10, where we read, "Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." And verse 11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. What does this mean for us? Because last week was Easter. And for very many people, Easter was a time of some sort of celebration. Maybe where you can get together and talk. And as I could hear in the beginning, I heard so little about the preaching last week, about the suffering and dying of Jesus Christ, about his resurrection. But maybe there's some of you today who heard it last week. Heard about the suffering and dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it meant much to you. Maybe you also heard last week how that the first day of the week, which is today, he rose again. That means that Jesus Christ, who went into the tomb, rose again on the third day, because he said he would. And we were singing about Mary, and how that Mary was calling out under the torments of her son. And this happened so long ago. But what does it mean to you and me? What was it like last weekend? When we remembered his death, remembered his resurrection, were you in pain? Were you in pain? Did you go with him to the cross? To the hill?
But
in your heart, did you hear the dull thuds of the hammer as the nails pierced his hands? And did you think about the crown that was upon his head? Did you see in your heart the blood that streamed down his face? Did you hear about him upon the cross? Crying out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Did you hear his groans? Did anyone tell you about the hours of darkness? Did they tell you about the earthquake? Did they tell you how he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you know how he spoke with a loud voice, it is finished? And he bowed the head. Did you hear about that? Not only did you hear, maybe, but did you live it? Or was it all about dancing,
singing,
and getting together at Easter? Maybe some particular food. And a day off. Or was that what it was for you? People, we have to be honest because God is asking us to be honest. Ladies, be honest for yourself. Do you know Jesus Christ, who suffered deeply, right to death? For who? Who did Christ suffer for? For sinners. He was crucified for sinners. Was he crucified for you? For you? Was Christ crucified for you? Yes, is Christ a crucified Christ for you? For if Christ came for sinners, and he died for sinners, then did Christ die for you? Did Christ die for you? And do you know him? Has he taken your sins to the cross? Has he taken your rebellion to the cross? Did he shed his blood for you? Did he shed his blood because you were angry? Because you gossip? Because you steal? Because we are murderers? Because we hate one another? Did he take them to the cross for you? And did he give you forgiveness in return? Because that's what it was about last week. That's what Easter was about. And we can't understand. And neither can we receive the things of the kingdom that are beyond the tomb. Yeah, because Jesus Christ laid in a tomb. And he's risen. And the tomb is empty. But we can't receive nor understand the things beyond that if we don't understand his cross. So I ask another question. Who knows the risen Christ? Woman, listen. Mary and the woman.
Maria.
They went to the open sepulchre, the grave. Did you? The women were at the grave. And they were sad. One said, they took away my Lord. And I don't know where they put him. Did you join her? In your heart? Are you sad? Are you in pain? Because they took your Lord? And you don't know where he is? Yeah, man. The disciples were running away. And looking from afar. They seen the cross. And tears rolled down their eyes. Because their master is being crucified. Were you there too? Did you stand gazing afar away at the cross? Heartbroken? Because they took your master. They've taken your master. The one you look to. The one you put your hope in. The one you trusted. That he would save you. And they took him. And they put him on the cross. Were you there? Because you can't go further.
If
you have not been there. Because now Jesus Christ is risen. The grave is empty. And we read something to you. That the woman. That Jesus Christ came to the woman. And what did they do? What did the woman do? And now I ask you further, did you do this? For they went to the Lord Jesus Christ. When they seen him, their hearts were full of joy. And they bowed down. And they took his feet. And they worshipped him. Why? Why did they do that? Why did they bow down before the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you do that? Have you been there? Do you know what it is? To have such a desire to touch the feet of Jesus Christ. Why did these women do that? Because they loved him so much. Because he was their savior. Because he took their sins away. Because he died for them. Because he was their hope. Is Christ your hope? Is Christ your desire? And they came there and they began to worship him. But listen. What did he do? He said unto them, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Why not? Are you afraid? See, Christ, when he comes, through his word, and he's coming today, it's not me that is here, but Christ from it in his word is coming now. I'm just speaking for him. And he's here. And he says, be not afraid. Why? Because when Christ comes into my heart, when Christ comes into your heart, he takes fear away. And he gives in place of that, he gives hope. And he encourages. But he is there and he says, be not afraid. And he says, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. And there shall they see me. I need to tell you something. Because we read, he says, tell the brothers, tell Peter, tell John, and tell the others to go into Galilee. And there I will meet them. Now, you may think that's nice of him to tell him where he's going to meet him. But there's something very special in it. Very special. Because it's not just for nothing that he says go to Galilee. Why go to Galilee? Do you know what Galilee means? Do you know what we read of Galilee? Does anyone know? We read and know that Galilee was a despised place. Galilee was a place where nobody wanted to go. Yeah, because if you have a little bit of status, if you're a village chief, or a pastor, or you have a business, you're a businessman, or a businesswoman, or you have a status in the family, you would never go to Galilee. That's a very despised place. Stupid people live there. In Galilee was a place where very poor people live. Nobody wants to go there. Galilee was a place where if you go there and you come back to Jerusalem, people will laugh at you. You see? And Jesus Christ was going to meet them there.
Yesu Kristo na iru ndiye rakuma na kugalide.
That's where he wanted them to go. You know what that means? That when Jesus Christ calls us to preach the gospel, and when he calls you to preach the gospel goes to despised places. Maybe tonight you will have the courage to go to the village where they are drunk. You'll talk to them. Your brothers of the village in love and tell them tell them the gospel. Maybe you will go somewhere in the village to a woman who nobody likes, who is talked about by everyone. At the borehole or when you get together. And you say, that woman, she is nothing. But maybe one of you will go there to go find her. And other people may say, what is she doing there? Why is she going there? You go to her house. You tell her about the gospel. You tell the despised person the gospel. And everybody laughs at you. That you go to her. And then you don't talk about her, but that you go in love to her. But the Lord Jesus says, tell my disciples, tell my brethren, I will go to Galilee, and I will see them there. You know what this means? Listen to me carefully. The kingdom of God has no status here below. Not good people get saved. Not nice people get saved. Not church people get saved. Not decent people get saved. But God saves sinners. God comes to you if you're despised. What ails you? Maybe so many husbands. Maybe no hope. Maybe sick. Maybe you have AIDS. And you don't want no one to know. Maybe you have had some abortions. And murdered children. But God comes to despise sinners. And comes to save them. For God's word says this. It says, I have not come to save the righteous. But I have come to seek and to save those who are lost. And those who are lost here today, Jesus Christ is coming and offering unto you a way of escape, offering freedom through his gospel, that all who should believe in him shall have eternal life. Are you despised? Because that's where the gospel goes. Can you believe that? You know, we would think this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, if he came here, he would never come here. Because we don't have a proper wall. And our families are broken. No, Christ, he would go to Lilongwe. To the palace. To visit the president. To have a meal. The president.
kwa president yuko.
And he will look at us.
Kama Yesu yo aya na ife.
But that's wrong.
Ah, mimi mbona.
Christ came for those who have nothing left.
Amina mbona udawa ndio ngosali ndio sika na hamasa Yesu anakuja
na mimi. Have nothing more to offer.
Amina mbona kuri neo utakuwa na nini sasa ngati kumpasenia hiyo Yesu anafuna
amene. He comes to the hopeless.
Anakuja kwa amina alibe hiyo mbegeza ndio bodalira.
Are you hopeless?
Ndio mbe bodalira.
In your circumstance.
Ngakale mafura ngudu sasa.
Are you dying?
Mafura ngufa toba.
Have you tried the witchcraft?
Mwesera utufili mangono lumina zingatamiza kamene.
Have you tried to pay with money?
Muna wasabulira ndama wasinga ngalumina zikugusina
pamwe. To get happiness?
Lumina wasaka mtendere.
Have you tried it all?
Mwesera ujenere yose.
Now I ask you.
Ndikufusa ndi.
Have you tried Jesus Christ?
Mureza sawasawa na Yesu mwesera.
Whom you can find in Galilee.
Amene mukoza kwambeza ku Galilea.
He's amongst the despised people.
Yeye ndu aliyobagali banga amena masalidwa.
He's amongst the homeless.
Yeye aliyobagali banga amena libe nyumba.
He's amongst the sick.
Aliyobagali banga hoyo ulwa.
He is amongst the deaf.
Aliyobagali banga hosamba.
He's amongst the crippled.
Aliyobagali banga hoyo na ngalenda hoyo ulwa.
He eats with them.
Amaje na ulimozi.
He stays with them.
Amakana ulimozi.
He wants them.
Awafuna.
And he saves them.
Je awakumutsa.
And you've been looking maybe by other places.
Je ndikuru ndimori mukamwe yangare kwa hosanda Yesu mukamwe yangare kwa hoyira.
Do you know where everyone looks first? For the Lord Jesus? Listen carefully. Do you know where the very first place that everyone looks for Jesus? And when I tell you, I need to first say this. And I tell you the truth. The place where Jesus always is looked for first, not one person has ever found him there. The very first people, when people hear about Jesus, the very, very first place people go is to their self-righteousness. Because there's a lot of people who have believed in Jesus Christ. But have they ever found them? Have you found them? Because the very first place you will go is to Jerusalem. To the temple. Many people here were going to the temple. And to Jerusalem. And to the beautiful palaces in Jerusalem. And they would pray there. And they would bring offerings there. And they would be very religious. And in Jerusalem there was so much nice religion.
Nde kuchipembedzo choka mabembedzelo haleluya. Kuyerusa lemuzasa pamwamba kwambi.
It was holy there.
Kumene kuzimone kuzimzoera kubasi majira.
And people would come to into the temple.
Atabwera pagome kuchali chuzapemphera.
Very respectfully.
Maendelo ukao yabona kuti ha fedwa maswa Mungu kuti muchichepetsa.
But Jesus was not there.
Koma Yesu kunali beko ku Yerusalemu.
And you too.
Iluso.
I'm telling you, you need to know this. The very first thing you will do when you hear of the Lord Jesus Christ is to look at yourself. And you look at your own righteousness. And you say, maybe I can be saved. Because I'm not like the other woman. She has 4 or 5 husbands. But I only have 2. I'm much better than them. I'm a class higher. And I used to drink beer. But now I don't drink beer. I think I'm a good one for
this.
That's where we always want to find Jesus. We always want to find him in ourselves. In our self-righteousness. We want to be suitable for Jesus. And we want to cover ourselves. And we want to go like that to the Lord Jesus. And we say to the Lord Jesus, Lord, I will accept you. But people, it's a lie. I've come here to tell you it's a big lie. Because Jesus is coming here today. And you will only find him one place. In your current state. Exactly where you are. He's coming to Galilee. And he's coming to despise people. What did you do? What is your life? You see, you wouldn't have wanted even to tell it to me. Your sorrow. And your pain. Your sins. Your misery. Of your heart. You wouldn't even want to tell me. But that's exactly where Jesus Christ finds you. He's coming to seek and to find those who are lost today. And he's teaching his disciples, that's where I'm going to come. He's saying, go to Galilee. That's where I will meet you. All people. Christ wants to meet you today.
Yes, from
in Galilee. And that means Galilee means exactly how you are and who you are. You don't need to change anything. You don't have to go home today and say, I have to change some things in my life. You don't have to do that. He's coming to find you exactly where you are. You know what he's going to find? He's going to find your filth. And he's going to take away your filth. He's going to take away your filth. He's going to find you in your sins. And he's going to wash you and cleanse you from your sins. Yeah, your Galilee is where he finds you. People, let me tell you something. So many people want to find the Lord Jesus in their singing. In their worship. That they go to church. That they're a pretty good person. But I tell you this. He has never been found there ever before. Because that's not where he meets you. He meets you exactly how you are. You don't even have to keep a secret anymore. What did you do when you were 19 or 20 or 21? Do you remember? You remember what you did, right? Just think back at that. What happened? You say it's someone else's fault. I couldn't help it. And you make excuses. What happened on that night? When you snuck out of the house and you went through the village and you didn't want anyone to see you. Where did you go? Was it right? You want to forget that. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to tell your wife. You don't want anyone to know. But God knows. And that's exactly where he wants to find you. And that's where he takes away your sins. That's Galilee. And they went. And he and they went to Galilee and seen him there. For he says, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee and there shall they see me. There's nowhere else you can flee. But flee to Galilee. Are you following me? Flee only there. Run only there. To where your conscience is bothering you. Because there's only one reason why you don't have peace. There's only one reason why you don't have rest. And that is because your conscience is saying it's not right with your soul. Because you don't want to be honest. And you don't want to tell the truth. You don't want to be exposed. You know how that goes in natural life, right? Maybe when you come home and have done something, and one person says, where have you been? Where have you gone? And you turn. And you can't look at the person because your conscience bothers you. That's what's happening right now. Because Christ is coming here today. And he's saying, why not? Why won't you come to me? Exactly how you are. Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is coming through his word today. And he's coming to Galilee today. For this is one room full of Galilee. Galileans. Despised. Rebels. Despised people. And he comes today to this church. And he says, why not tell me the truth? And he puts out his hand. And he says, give me your pain. Give me your curse. Give me your rebellion. Give me your gossiping heart. Give me your murderous heart. So that I may take it away and give you peace and give you hope. That's what he's coming to say today. And he's saying all that in their hearts. Give up for Jesus. For his cross. For him. He will in no wise cast out. But we have to tell you something else. Because we read in the next verse. Listen carefully. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. Do you see what's happening? Do you see this picture? Come with me for a moment. We have women going to tell the brethren to meet the Lord Jesus in Galilee. You can go there today. You can meet him at Galilee today. But I have to tell you on other side. What we just read, that while they were doing that, the soldiers that were guarding the sepulcher went a different way. They went into the city by the ones who have status. And to Jerusalem. To the rulers. And the elders. And they went this way. And they told him everything. They said the truth. They said, an earthquake happened. And we were fearful. And an angel came. And what happened? People, what happened? Because you're going either one way or the other today. You will not go free today. Either you will go to Galilee, to your sins, to your conscience, and you will present, you will meet Jesus there, meet the Lord Jesus there, or you're going to follow a lie. Because when they came to Jerusalem, what do we hear? What do we read? The rulers and elders, they said, no, this can't happen. The story cannot go that Jesus Christ is risen. So you know what they did? What they did? They take lots of money to the soldiers. And listen to how false religion does this. And they said, listen. They said, come, stand up. Come on. You must tell all the people. Tell all the people that the disciples came and stole the Lord Jesus. You must tell them all lies. And he said, what if I get caught? And they said, no. No. And now what happens? He has all this money in his hand. And he says, I can do. And they went a different way. They went into Jerusalem. And people said, what happened? What happened? What happened at the graveside? And this man said, oh, we were by the graveside. We were soldiers standing guard. And we had our sword. And those disciples, they come. And we were so tired. We were falling asleep. But those disciples, they were so stinky. And they took the Lord Jesus. And they walked away. And the people said, oh. Is that the truth? Was he telling the truth? Was he telling the truth? No, he was lying. And that's what's happening in your life. That's what's happening today. In Malawi. Malawi is believing lies instead of going to Galilee. Because now, let me tell you something. And be honest. When someone comes here to your village and tells you nice things and promises you, you'll have food. I'll give you some clothes. I'll give you some rice. Come to my church. You go. You go. You don't even ask if he's lying. You see? How we follow for money? Because if I come today and I tell you that Jesus Christ is not real, that there's no such thing as the Lord Jesus Christ, and I tell you all kinds of lies, you may look and you may say, it seems like lies. I don't quite trust this. But if I say, whoever follows me, I will give 2 million
kwacha.
I'm afraid many of you would follow me. Because we go one way. Or we go the other way. Either you go to your conscience and listen to the voice
who's
calling you to repentance and calling you to Galilee, where the truth is, where Jesus Christ will meet you. Or you go another way and you follow lies, and Satan keeps the lies in your heart. People, this is the truth. There is no middle way. Either you're believing a lie, either you're coming to church hoping for some blessing for your life, and you're singing, maybe you're praying, but it can be all a lie, only to receive something for this time. And you will allow people to lie to you. Because if a Nzungu came with lots of good stuff and sell you anything, you may believe it. And you won't even check it. And listen, people, this is the truth. I can't tell you anything but the truth. But we are in trouble. In big trouble. Because if we don't know the cross work of the Lord Jesus Christ, if his work on Calvary is not precious to us, we're not going to understand the things that take place after. Because there is a Pentecost that we remember coming. And we read and hear about the Lord Jesus ascending into his kingdom. And we hear of the outpouring of the Spirit. And we hear of salvation and baptisms in the true person and work of Jesus Christ. And it's all written and recorded in His Word. But what does it mean to me? For I bring you to a point today, and you are answerable to God. Up until now, have you followed Jesus Christ to Galilee? And have you had to say, whatever happens, even if I must starve, even if my husband throws me out of the house, even if everyone laughs at me, I am going to Galilee. I'm going to be exposed. I'm going to confess my sins. I'm going to clear my conscience. And I will be in despised Galilee. There Christ will meet me. Or are you going in the way of lies? Have you taken the road of prosperity? Man, I'm telling you something that is more true than you ever think. Prosperity gospel has overtaken Malawi. Do you understand this? Do you know what prosperity gospel is? Prosperity gospel is, I will believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord for some rights. That's prosperity gospel.
Wow,
I will believe in him if I can get a lapa that has our church name on there. I will believe in Jesus Christ if I can become a pastor. It's called prosperity gospel. And Malawi is saturated in prosperity gospel. Oh, your soul is in danger. We're in great danger in Malawi. And we need men to tell the truth. And I'm afraid that there is a very few in all of Malawi who are telling the truth. I'm afraid that in the APC church, that there's very few men who are telling the truth. There's very few men who are willing to go to Galilee, the despised Galilee, and but we have thousands and thousands of pastors that when you come to them and you have a problem, they will pray for you if they get a little bit of money. It's a lie. It's a lie. And they will say things to you. They will say, don't worry. It's okay. I will pray for you. You will be better. Your sins will be forgiven. Pastors who think that they can prophesy and heal for money. And Malawi is full of it. And this village is saturated by it. People, I'm telling you the truth. So that you may be saved. And now you may be rescued from this God dishonoring gospel. Go to Galilee. Go today. Be despised. Be hated. You won't get rice. You won't get a lapa with your name, the church name. You won't get. Your life won't be a changed life, a nice, better life. It'll get worse. Because God does not want you to have anything that would take His honor away. And He only wants to give you Himself. So that when you die, you may inherit the kingdom of heaven. And He wants your eyes to be in the kingdom of heaven. He wants you to be born again. So that you see with eyes of faith into the glory of the kingdom of heaven. So that you have no value in your clothes. No value in your status in this life, then we're just nothing. But God is everything. No man of God, no pastors, no more evangelists, no more prophets, none of all of this. No more village chief. Nothing, no status. But children of God. Children of God bearing fruits to His glory. No more titles. People, I've promised to make it short. We've only begun. I call out to you. You cannot go beyond the cross of Christ. If you have not been there last weekend, as you are, You cannot go into despised Galilee. If you believe the lie that Christ can be your Savior by saying, I choose Him and I give my life to Him so that you may get some rice or may have something in this life. But God is searching your heart today.
Yes,
and He's looking for you. He's watching you. Will you go to Galilee? Will you confess your sins? Will you repent? And if you will, not to us, but to God, then He will meet you there. And you will find peace. And you will find rest for your soul. But if you continue to believe a lie, to get something, then it's hopeless. I would say to you, God is looking at you. Will you go to Galilee? Or will you go to the witchcraft? Are you going to Galilee today? Or are you going to the false prophets? Are you going to Galilee today? Or are you going to Kwacha? Are you going to Galilee today? Or are you going to believe a lie? Amen. Let us pray. Father, thy eyes are on this people. Thou knowest the heart. Oh, keep thy eyes on this people, Lord. Thou wilt see if they go to Galilee. Go there where we are despised. Go there where thou wilt meet us. And comfort us. Forgive us. Help us. But Lord, so many this day may choose the continued path of riches. And of prosperity. Putting their hope and trust in witchcraft. Putting their hope and trust in false prophets. Bowing down before so-called men of God. And honoring dead idols. Oh Lord, we pray for the power of thy Holy Spirit to convict and convince this day. And lead into the path of righteousness. That's the narrow way. That leadeth unto eternal life. Oh, that many from the broad way may go into the narrow way. We call upon thy power. We call upon the power of thy Holy Spirit to work powerfully in this church. So it may be the last time that we need to be here. Because men will come and tell the truth. Men amongst this flock will rise up and tell the truth and bring thy pure word into the church. Oh Lord, we long look for that day. So thy gospel may continue to go throughout the world. That thy truth the only thing to remain here this day. And thy Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.